When people try to change their life or do something that they've never done before, they come up with a lot of resistance, a lot of doubts, limiting beliefs. I can't do this. This is not possible. Give yourself the freedom of getting out of the routine, out of the norm, and watch how your brain will start to function because you get yourself out of the familiar. Biggest challenge, I think, for many of us as we're growing and evolving through friendships, relationships, is to know yourself. Understand why you do the things you do and ask yourself whether or not the things that you do are actually benefiting your life and making your life better or they're not. One of the biggest things that can change your life is changing your environment, is to get out of the familiar. The environment that you're living in could be the reason why you're not growing and evolving. What does it actually mean? It means that... Since 2018, I've helped thousands of people heal childhood trauma, overcome addiction, get off their anxiety and depression medication, and finally take control of their lives. Many have gone on to start their own business and become speakers, coaches, and leaders who are now transforming lives every single day. I've built a global community with over 3.5 million people, spoken on stages all over the world. And now I want to help you to do the same. If you've ever dreamed of becoming a certified life coach, making a difference and building a life of purpose and freedom, this is your moment. The LMP Coaching Institute is where healing meets transformation and passion turns into profession. Click the link below to apply now and be the change that you wish to see in the world. What's up, everyone? How are you doing? Welcome to another episode on the Luke Mind Power Podcast. It's a blessing to be here with you. I hope that you're doing great. And welcome to a new podcast episode where I'm no longer a single man. I mean, when I was in a relationship, I wasn't single, but I'm now officially married and living my dream. This is crazy. But yeah, I'm off the market 100%. Like, get out of here. No chances, right? So this is definitely something that's shifted over the last few weeks. You know, the last episode you would have listened to probably was an episode where I was talking about getting married and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, welcome to this new version of myself, Luke Mindpower, as a married man. It's amazing. Look at this shit. Oh, we've got a wedding ring on. Wow. But man, it's one of the biggest blessings that you can have is to have a healthy relationship. And this is something that I really want to emphasize and talk about today. But I also want you to, funny enough, yesterday was 12 months since we started talking, you know, and I surprised my wife with some beautiful flowers and I actually re-proposed to her again, got on my knees and I went into the bathroom before she noticed what I was doing and I stole her engagement ring that I gave her and I basically used that to re-propose to her again. You know, these are the little things I believe in relationships that keep the fire alive, that keep the love alive, you know. Sometimes you can think that, you know, you've done something once and that's it. And it's like, nah, man, you know, being in a healthy relationship and a relationship where you respect each other or where you show up for each other or you have each other's back, it's also, there's nothing better, I believe, than making a woman feel special. You know, and vice versa, you know, making a man feel special. But I'm not concerned about that. You know, my wife, she knows how to make me feel special. She knows what to do, all that kind of stuff. And you can figure that out when you're getting to know someone. You know, do they see me? Do they respect me? Do they show up for me? You know, are they valuing me? You know, when I see that my wife gets excited because I gave her some flowers and I got on my knees and she's like, oh my God. And it's almost like she's this such in her feminine energy. And she's just like all of a sudden she becomes this cute, like little girl nature, like of like, oh my God, like, wow. Oh my gosh. Like, thank you so much. Oh my gosh. And it's like, that's a safe space. You know, that's freedom. That's femininity. You know, that's security. You know, and she gets all cute and she just appreciates my love and attention and my ability to see her and value her. You know, again, I'm not here to judge other people's relationships, but I think, you know, being able to do things like that in relationships is what keeps the relationships going. you know, and this will probably be like a ritual, you know, every 12 months I'll propose to her again, get on my knees and I'll propose to her again, you know, and sure, you could say it's only something that you do once, right? But it's kind of like getting married, you know, you get married once, or can you get married every year? Can you have a ceremony every year, you know, and redo your vows and, you know, like remind yourself why you're together, you know, why you're in this relationship. Because at the end of the day, you know, I think the most stupidest thing is for you to stay in a relationship that isn't evolving and that isn't fruitful or isn't fulfilling. And I think a lot of us fall into this trap of transaction. You know, it's a transaction. It's like, well, I'm in the relationship because I get this from that person. You know, I'm in the relationship because it gives me security. You know, I'm in a relationship because it gives me this. But that's it. Like, other than that, there's no affection. There's no connection. There's none of that. You know, and I know that in the olden days, in the old school, there still are people in relationships like that where, you know, if they had a real choice, they probably wouldn't be there. But they kind of have got stuck in the way that life is, and that's it, you know. But nowadays, I think that's the bigger problem that we have in relationships now, is that we do feel like we have so many options. And if we're not happy with something specifically, we just dump it and we go, nah, I'm gone. I'm going to find something better or whatever. Instead of trying to work at it and trying to communicate and trying to create some sort of awareness to, like, how can we make things better? How can we work through things? And funny enough, you know, I'll talk about something specific, you know, that I just was in Italy with my wife, and we're meeting some really close friends there. We spent 3 nights in Italy near Lake Garda. And then, you know, during the time, like, I was just being, you know, I have a funny side, guys. Like, you know, always think Luke Mindpower is this serious guy. He's like, you know, in terms of coaching and what I do on the podcast, all this kind of stuff. But and then it's kind of hard for you to appreciate who I am when you see me dancing all the time on all my social media platforms. But then I get to Italy and I'm just like, because I always see my wife, she's always doing vlogs. Like, she, when she travels around and stuff, she's like, hey, I'm just doing these vlogs. Hello, whatever. Hi. And like making all these videos, right? And so I'm like, all right, I'm going to do a vlog, you know? So I got to, we landed in Italy, Bergamo Airport, and we had to find the rental car, you know, and we couldn't find the rental car. So we kept walking, trying to follow the instructions on booking.com. And then eventually we found this car park where the rental buses are supposed to come to pick us up, to take us to pick up the rental car. So I'm standing there. It's nice and warm, 32 degrees, something like that. There's lots of people around. And all these buses that keep coming, these small shuttle buses, they keep saying car park, parking, 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 parking. I'm like, where's the fucking rental car buses? Like, this is all car park. So I started doubting and thinking that maybe we're in the wrong place, you know? But funny enough, you know, I'm standing there and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do a fucking vlog. So I took out my phone and I'm like, so, you know, this is the situation here. Like, we're standing around the car park and, like, we've been waiting for like 20 minutes and we're still waiting for, you know, the shuttle bus to come and get us. It hasn't come. I don't know what's going to happen. So this is the situation, guys. I'll keep you posted and we'll see what happens. So as I started recording, I was like, the sarcasm, it was a sarcastic video. It was like, this is the situation right now. We're stuck on the car park waiting for a freaking bus and it hasn't come yet, you know? And like, that was my sense of humor, sense of sarcasm of like, this is the situation. What situation? There's no fucking situation. I'm standing in a fucking car park waiting for a bus, big fucking deal, you know? But I'm using my own sense of sarcasm and just stupidity in a way to have fun, to talk shit. Like, I'm being myself, right? So I made this vlog and I posted on Instagram. If you go on my Instagram, you'll find it. It says, and what it also proved as well is that clickbait, which I learned as well yesterday night from my wife, which she wasn't happy about. And that's why I'm telling you this story, because I think it's great in terms of relationships, right? And again, everyone can do whatever they want on social media and whatever they post. It's completely up to you. But I want to share with you, you know, what I've experienced and you know, how I post my content. So obviously I was laughing and there were so many people going, oh my goodness, like, I can't believe that I watched this video just because you're going to pick up the car from the car park. And that's all it is. Because in the video, what I wrote was, and this is, pay attention, because this is what a lot of people do on YouTube and a lot of these pieces of content where people write stuff that, and this is what they do on fucking the newspapers, on magazines. How do they get your attention? A lot of the times, whatever their title is, it's not even what the story is about. It's not even the truth. You know, it's just to psychologically get your attention so that you read the article or so that you watch the video. That's marketing. And a lot of people abuse it, unfortunately, right? So, you know, I was being sarcastic. I was having a joke. I was laughing around. And I put the current situation in Italy. Now, if you see a video that says the current situation in Italy, man, that's going to be like, whoa, what's happening in Italy? I need to watch this. And can you see how programmed and wired our psyche is, our mind, to wanting to know what's going on in Italy? What the fuck's happening? And literally nothing's happening. I'm telling you a video about how I'm waiting for the fucking bus in the car park. And then eventually we got to the car park to get the car rental. Nothing happened, you know? So I got to the resort and I was looking at some of these comments on my video. And some people even unfollowed me because they were like, oh, I'm unfollowing you from now because of this. You know, this was a stupid video and whatever. And look, I found it quite humorous and funny at the same time, because a lot of people were writing like stuff, you know, and they were just like, you know, saying, some people were like saying, oh my gosh, you speak Polish. I spoke Polish in the video. Some people were like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you didn't know that Italians speak Italian. Cause I was being sarcastic. I was like, oh my gosh, they speak Italian in Italy. I didn't know that. Right. The next thing I said that was sarcastic was, oh my gosh, I'm in Italy. And on the number plates, they have I, and in Poland, they have PL. Like, I'm saying some stupid shit, right? And people are actually picking up on it and going, what are you talking about? Of course they speak Italian in Italy. What are you, stupid? Right? And so I'm doing a lot of things in this video that are completely, like, sarcastic, like, completely stupid, you know? Just for shits and giggles, right? And I know people can judge me for it, whatever, right? I was just having a good time. I was having fun, okay? And then, right, I posted it and I'm at the resort and I'm laughing. I'm like, oh my goodness. Like, I'm just having a crack up at like what I just did. You know, I just made this stupid video about us trying to get to the car rental place. So long story short, guys, clickbait is all over the social media platforms, Instagram, and it forces you to watch something that's not even going to give you the result or the information that you think you want. Right. But that's how they work. That's how it is. Right. So yesterday was, like I told you, yesterday was our 12 months since we started talking, me and my wife, and I made a video out of it. I put the video and I, you know, did this whole thing. And then when I made the video out of it, I put some nice captions and I wrote like, I love you and you're amazing and all this kind of stuff. Really nice stuff. Never be afraid. You'll never be too much for the right person. I wrote something like that. But then at the top, I wrote secret proposal. And with an emoji like this. And I scheduled it for like 7 o'clock at night. And then in the evening, I was sitting with my wife and my sister and her husband. And we were playing a board, playing a game and having a couple of drinks. And then my wife said to me, why did you post that? Like, why are you posting it like that? Like, why are you trying to do clickbait? Why are you like writing secret proposal? It's not a secret proposal. You already proposed to me. I was like, yeah, but it was a secret proposal. You know, like I do it in secret. It wasn't like something that you knew about. It was a secret. But the point was that it was, we're already married and like people are going to watch it and think like, oh my gosh, like it's, you're just getting married or you're just proposing now or whatever. So anyway, she didn't like it. Right. And in the moment, like, you know, while I'm sitting there, it did trigger me, you know, I was just like, why can't you just like it? Why don't you just like what I did? It was a really nice message in there. And it was a, you know, something nice that I posted for us, you know, for inspiration as well, to never give up on love and never give up on a healthy relationship. And then I just allowed myself to absorb and try to digest what my wife was saying, you know, because she was saying, don't, like, we don't need to have people watching this thinking something that's not true. You know, we're not trying to do this for clickbait. We're not trying to get views. We're not trying to go viral. We're just, what we post is just authentic content, you know? So this is the thing about relationships. And I'm glad that I can share experiences like this, because I think in a healthy relationship, what evolves from something like this is two ways. One way is I stay in my ego. And I go, no, screw you. I made the content. I'm leaving it. You know, I like it. I'm posting it because I like it. And then I can create some more friction between me and my wife, where she doesn't really agree with it. She doesn't like it. And I don't see her point and I just push her away. Then there's the other way where you drop the ego and you actually go, hang on a second, you do have a point. I actually do and am able to like digest what you're saying and appreciate your point. And you're right. Actually, I should have just put a nice message at the top saying, you know, it's been 12 months since I proposed to my wife and now I'm surprising her again for our anniversary, you know, and that would have been authentic, you know. So again, how you see it can be different. You could probably be listening to this going, oh, who gives a shit? It's not a big deal. Or I wouldn't care. Or I would have just left it or whatever. But guess what? I created a stronger connection with my wife just because of that situation. Because not because I was soft or because I was just like, you know what, screw you, I'm leaving it. No, because she had a fucking point, you know? And I was like, nah, I'm not going to post shit that's not legit. I'm not going to post shit because I want to get views. I'm not going to post shit because I want people to like it and everyone to watch it, this and that. I'm only posting it because it's real and it's genuine, you know? So I think this is the big thing in relationships is being able to actually like take a moment and digest what your partner is specifically suggesting or sharing, and then being able to not be in your ego and actually understand where they're coming from and be able to go, you know what, you're right. And I think that's what I love about our relationship and about a healthy relationship where you're more self-aware, you're more emotionally aware, because I was in defense mode. At the moment she was like, why did you post that? You're just clickbaiting, you know, it's not the truth, secret proposal, whatever. And I was a bit triggered at first because I was trying to defend myself and I was just like, nah, it's fine, right? But then slowly, I realized that, nah, she's right. So I wonder how many of you do that in your relationship where you're actually able to see the point of your partner or your friend or whoever it is. Maybe it's a parent or a sister or whatever. You know, it happened today, actually. I did it. I sent a message to my sister. I shared with her something about business. She replied to me. She goes, oh, this doesn't make sense. And I'm like, yes, it does. Yes, it does. 10 minutes later, I'm like, actually, you're right. I deleted it and I sent it back and I said, I've adjusted it now. You know, so I guess what I'm learning as well with myself is that sometimes I don't see things a specific way. And then when someone suggests something to me, I've got this automatic maybe defense block of like, no, I know what I'm doing. I'm doing it right. And then I'm able to be more open to like understanding or processing information or processing what has been suggested and allowing that to be okay, you know? And I think that's definitely something that maybe if you grew up a certain way where you didn't have self-confidence and, you know, maybe because for example, for me, I'm coming from being a little brother. My three older sisters, I grew up with them. I lived with them in their houses. I was always the little brother that was always being taken care of. So my natural state now, and I don't know if this is something that you can relate with, because I've been so used to from the ages of 18, 19, my parents moved away, if you know my story. And then I lived with my sister. I lived with my other sister. So I was always the baby brother. I was always the one that was always, let's look after little Luke. Let's look after Luke. So naturally, I've been programmed to always be that younger brother that hasn't got his shit together, hasn't got his life together, you know? And so now I'm evolving out of that. We're going, hey, I'm independent. I'm confident. I've got a successful business. I live a successful entrepreneurial lifestyle. Have some fucking respect for me. And when I make a decision, I'm fucking right. You know, let me have that instead of trying to make suggestions to me that I don't know what I'm doing or that you should do it this way. And I know myself, that's definitely been a huge block. And I've definitely been closed to other people's suggestions, specific things in my life, because for so many years, I was always the little brother that always had to be looked after and couldn't get his shit together and didn't have a successful life or wasn't independent, you know? So again, I'm learning myself what I'm feeling, how I'm thinking, how I'm acting, and how I'm actually responding to people in my family or my wife, you know? And this is also, again, I think it's good. I feel better about myself, understanding myself. And that's the biggest challenge, I think, for many of us as we're growing and evolving through friendships, relationships, or whatever you're going through in life, is to know yourself, understand yourself, understand why you do the things you do, and ask yourself whether or not the things that you do are actually benefiting your life and complementing your life and making your life better, or they're not. You know, and that's why, hands down, Warren Buffett, the biggest investment that you can make is in yourself. But Luke Mindpower always says the biggest investment that you can make is really to address your childhood trauma, is to address your insecurities, is to address your limiting beliefs, is to address the things that are holding you back, is to address what it is that you feel that you are struggling with or that's blocking you. And a lot of the times it comes from bad experiences in your childhood, in your toxic relationships, or people that you've been surrounding yourself with. A lot of the times, as I said to my best friend today, I sent him a message because I was just like, you know what? Like, you know, one of the biggest things, I was messaging Danilo on WhatsApp. I go, bro, one of the biggest things that changed my life, because I knew that it was going to change my life and I knew that it was necessary. Why? Because I also knew that I had so much greatness in me, and I knew that if I continued to surround myself, and I know some people could say this is a cop-out, this is an excuse, all this kind of shit. If you can't make it here, you can't make it anywhere, right? But I truly, truly, truly believe, and I've also seen some videos from people who are very, very successful. They've said the same thing. And you've heard me talk about this on the podcast as well. One of the biggest things that can change your life is changing your environment, is to get out of the familiar. And I know myself, hands down, my life has changed because I moved from Australia. I moved to Dubai. Now I'm in Poland, and I'm still, you know, hopping around a little bit, which is fine. It suits our lifestyle. Me and my wife enjoy that, you know, but the environment that you're living in could be the reason why you're not growing and evolving, you know? Because, I mean, what does it actually mean? It means the people that you're surrounding yourself with are the same people that you've been surrounding yourself with all your life. It means the familiar is, this is my place and this is what I know. And a lot of the times, remember what we hear? Well, this is how it's always been. This is what I've always known. This is how life has just evolved. This is how it is. It is what it is. It's like, well, fucking, if you want it to be the way it is, well, don't do anything. Stay the same. Stay where you are. You know, and I think, like, this is what we have now in this consciousness of the present moment. You listening to this podcast. And by the way, if I'm sharing anything today that's inspirational, that you feel connected to, or you think that other people could value from this, man, you know, share this message if you claim this. Like, if you claim that change is possible, share it with your friends. Like, share this podcast with more people so more people can become self-aware of their own things that's happening in their life that are in their way so they can change their life. Don't be afraid to share this podcast. But, you know, this is one of the biggest blocks for many of us, is that we think that our life is going to get better, but we don't even change our environment, or we don't think that the people who we're surrounded by, or the environment that we're living in, the suburb or the city that we've always known, actually is supporting our success, or it's holding us back, you know? And, you know, the biggest thing that I really enjoy about my lifestyle now is being able to travel and being able to, you know, for example, like when I saw, you heard me talk about this, but it's changed my mindset completely. Ever since I went to Italy, and by the way, wow, like, you know, I'm in Dubai, I'm in New York, like I'm coming back to Poland, and then I go to Italy for 3 nights and I'm like, wow. You know, and I just couldn't understand what my wife was telling me, how she likes to go to Mallorca, she likes to go to Spain, she likes to travel and do these things. And I'm like, whatever, I'm not getting it. And then we went to Italy for 3 nights and I was just like, fucking hell, this is beautiful. Wow. Going to countryside, so peaceful, wineries everywhere, so fucking green, the lake, the mountains. Oh my gosh, minchia. Like, fucking hell. Like, here I am, 40, turning 41, and never been to Italy in my life. And it's absolutely stunning, you know? And I'm thinking, I want to live in Poland. I'm thinking, fuck, I want to live in Italy, you know? So I love this possibility of having the freedom to be able to work from wherever I want. And so when I went to Italy, basically, this was my schedule. We went Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, come back Sunday. So Friday and Saturday, I worked 10 a.m., 1 p.m. That was my calendar. That's all I was available for, you know, and the rest was enjoying life, right? I can only do this because I have an online business. And that's exactly what I help you with as you possibly could apply to our coaching institute. If you're interested to become a life coach, you want to go through our certification program, click the link in the description below. Because once upon a time, this was not possible. I was just like working for the government. I was working a 9-to-5. I didn't know this was possible. And I would look at other people on social media and go, laptop lifestyle, whatever. But I'm living it, man. And it's amazing. It's probably the most peace that you will have in your life. Everybody wants freedom. And I'm like, everybody wants financial freedom. Everybody wants to feel like no one's in control of them. And this is the thing that this gives you, is you are not controlled. And one of the things I love is that I don't have to apply for leave. Like, hang on a second. Let me fill in this application. Boom, 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 boom. Let me send it to the manager. And then let me wait for someone to approve it. Oh, you got your leave request got declined. Well, you know, try again. Try again next time, you know? So definitely being your own boss and having your own coaching business, and especially when you do what you enjoy, you know, it's a blessing, man. Yeah, yeah. Oh, you're that dancing guy. Yeah, whatever, man. I'm the dancing guy, you know? But honestly, like, now I understand and I can appreciate how it changes the way you think, and it's so healthy for your mind. And I learned this when I had a staycation with my wife in Warsaw in the old town. We stayed at the freaking some hotel there, and she wrote this post, and I'll never forget it now because she talks about the subconscious mind. Obviously, she's a holistic hypnotherapist, number one in the world. And she talked about how your brain adjusts itself depending on the environment and how healthy it is for you to actually go away from where you live. Like, and I guess this is a great question for you. Where you are right now, how often do you actually go away? How often do you get out of the routine and you actually go on a holiday? Guess what? A holiday doesn't have to be fucking 3 weeks. It can be 3 days, you know? And it's so healthy, like, for your brain. You know, and when we stayed in just one night in Warsaw, like, I live about 50 minutes from the city, and it's just easier to get a hotel, stay overnight, and it's as if you're on holidays again because you're in a hotel, you know? And when I read this post, I was like, fuck, man, this is the truth. You know, it was so good to drive there, park the car in the hotel, go and have a couple of drinks at the bar, go upstairs, do some work, get dressed, go for dinner, come back to the hotel, go back to the bar, chill out, like, enjoy the vibe. Come downstairs, have breakfast, and then go back home, you know? And doesn't matter where you live, there's somewhere to go, you know? Give yourself the freedom of getting out of the routine, out of the norm, and watch how your brain will start to function because you get yourself out of the familiar. You give it experiences that is not normal. It's going to help you to grow. It's going to help you to get more comfortable with getting out of your comfort zone, right? Naturally, what happens with our brain is that we're so used to what we think and how we live and what we do every day that going away or doing something different, for example, when people try to, you know, change their life or do something that they've never done before, they come up with a lot of resistance, a lot of doubts, limiting beliefs. I can't do this. This is not possible. If I haven't been successful before, I'm never going to be successful. If I've never done this before, it's never going to happen for me. You know, you're lucky, or you say things to other people that maybe you watch or you think that they're successful, whatever it is, and you go, oh, they're lucky, or they're privileged, or they were born into wealth, or whatever. And like, all of this shit is just cop-outs, man. Like, you're the creator of your reality. You're the creator of whatever you want in your life, you know? And it's up to you to make decisions that are different to what you have experienced thus far if you want a different reality, you know? And one of the ways that you can do that is by going away for a couple of days every couple of weeks or every 3 weeks. Have a fucking little holiday. Get yourself into a new environment. Get yourself into a new experience, you know? And help your brain get comfortable with change. Everybody write that down on a piece of paper. Help your brain get comfortable with change. Help your brain get comfortable with change. And how you can do that is getting out of your routine. A lot of the times we think like, well, if I don't get on an airplane and I don't go over to another fucking country or another state, well, then I'm not on a holiday, you know? And man, like if you wanted to, you could go on a holiday every fucking Friday night because you could go, well, work week is done Monday to Friday for those of you that work that way and go, fucking, I'm leaving. I'm staying away somewhere on a Friday night. That's what I do every single weekend because I want to get out of my comfort zone. I want to experience new things. But a lot of us, again, can't do it because we're limited financially. We're like, well, that's an investment. That's an expense. I'm not going to spend my money when I need to save it to pay for this and that and this and that, you know? So, you know, this podcast is not about keeping you in the same place. It's also not about accepting excuses as to why you can't be successful, why you can't be financially free. You know, if you don't believe that you can achieve it, you won't achieve it. You'll fucking stay stuck and you'll stay in your own fucking head and you'll stay talking shit to yourself why you can't do what you want to do and be where you want to be. So it's up to you. You know, change the story in your head. And I love that podcast episode. If you haven't heard it, guys, it's probably back about 3 or 4 episodes, is to become aware of the bullshit story that you have in your head. And many of us just have a bullshit story that we keep telling ourselves as to why we can't achieve whatever we want. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I hope you do. And if you're watching right now, thank you so much for being here with me. I'm super pumped and really excited to be back on the podcast. I've been doing so much work in the background. And yeah, this is part of building your success and your company. And there's so many things that I do in the background that no one knows about, but it's been amazing to just be on this journey, you know, with my coaching programs, my clients there and my institute that I have now, which my wife inspired me to start, which is such a blessing now to be able to help people to become certified life coaches and to start their own online businesses. I know that we have a lot of work to do, but this is the whole journey. You know, remember that when you get started on this new path of evolution, transformation, ascension, healing your childhood trauma, and maybe possibly being called to serve and be a coach, well, guess what? It's a journey, not a destination. Okay. Remember that. It's not about you getting to some plateau where it's all gravy and fucking amazing and all of a sudden you don't have to do shit. No, that's the whole purpose of being and living a fulfilled life, that you're making a difference and you're living and you're making progress and you're adjusting and you're, you know, moving different ways every single day. But the most important thing is you're always making progress. That's life. Make progress. That's what Tony Robbins said all the time. Progress equals happiness. If you're not making progress and you're staying stuck and you're in stagnation, well, that's probably a very big possibility why you're fucking unhappy, is because you ain't evolving. You're staying the same. You know, and if you keep staying the same, nothing changes. And then what's the purpose? Like if we keep doing the same shit all the time, you've got to figure out a way that for you, it brings fulfillment. For you, it brings a sense of purpose, a sense of peace. Purpose can be whatever the fuck you want it to be. Okay. Like don't get twisted and lost in what the world tells you you need to figure out or whatever it is. It's more about, you know, how do I feel within myself? What am I doing in my life? Am I happy? Am I content? Is this fulfilling? Can I see growth and possibility or not? And if I can't, well, fuck, make some changes, man. How much longer does it need to take for you to go, I just want to get out of my own way. I'm going to do something about it, you know? And if you don't do anything about it, well, then nothing's going to change. And you'll just be here 12 months later, fucking screwing in your own head, thinking, fuck, man, how's things going to change for me? And you're still thinking the same, you know? So I really, really do hope that, you know, this episode and what I talked about in terms of having a staycation or going away for 2 nights or 3 nights, like I'm really looking forward to actually exploring more. You know, I'm heading to Mykonos soon, to Greece. I've never been there before, but my wife has, and she said it's amazing. But funny enough, when I was in Italy, my wife was like, you think this is good? This is nothing. And I was like, what? She's like, oh yeah, this is nothing. Like there's so many nicer places. And I was like, fucking hell, man. I haven't seen shit, you know? So I guess that we are really, really getting into routine and flow of this new married life together. It's fucking nice, man, you know? And we're here to live it, you know? We're here to have each other's back. And going back to relationships, man, I annoy the shit out of her, you know? Like sometimes I touch her for no reason. You know, because I love it, you know, and she's like, fucking leave me alone. But, you know, we try to make like keep the humor light, you know, and keep that positivity there because, you know, that's the whole purpose of being in a relationship with your best friend, someone that you love, someone that you want to be with for the rest of your life. But it also comes with the ability to really be able to not let your ego get in the way.
to be able to forgive and to be able to receive each other's suggestions when you know that something is right or that makes sense, you know, without just being in your ego and going, "Ah, fuck you, you know, I'm right, you're wrong, listen to me," you know. So I find that that brings peace, you know, brings peace to be able to communicate and to be able to agree and to be able to acknowledge each other, you know, for what you bring. And I even, like, I was talking to my brother-in-law, and I'll just leave you with something personal right now just before we finish up. Like, for example, you know, my wife has her amazing routine. She loves Pilates and, you know, doing her thing. There's other stuff that she does that I'm not going to go into it, but, you know, she loves her meditations, visualizations and all that. But then, you know, I tend to, like, look at the house and I'm like, well, you know, that's not clean, or the dishwasher needs to be emptied or whatever. And, like, I don't sit there and go, that's a woman's job. I'm not fucking touching the kitchen. She should fucking do that. Like, fuck off, man. It's my fucking house. I'll fucking clean the kitchen. I'll do the dishes. I'll get the fucking dishwashing shit out of there, you know? I'll make sure it's fucking good. There's washing outside hanging on the fucking clothesline. I'll get the fucking washing. And just stand there and go, that's a woman's job. I'm going to tell my fucking wife, after you finish, hurry up and go get the washing off the line. Like, fuck off with your stupid fucking gender roles and all this bullshit. It's my fucking house. I'm going to make sure that if it needs to be cleaned or something needs to be done, I'm going to do it, you know? Like, get out of your fucking head that you need to fucking, oh, well, on this side, these are the things that you do. On this side, these are the things that you do. It's kind of dull, man. You know, I love this experience of having each other's back. And what does that mean, having each other's back? Having each other's back means that it doesn't matter what needs to be done. Fucking do it, you know? Because at the end of the day, if you're in a good relationship, your partner will fucking see the shit that you do, and they'll love you even more, and they'll do even more for you. That's what I'm experiencing. So I hope that you enjoyed this podcast. I believe in you. Thank you so much for joining us again and spending some quality time on the Luke Mind Power podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast episode and you enjoy what I talk about and you enjoy what I do, how I speak, you know, my vulnerability, all that kind of stuff, you know, it is all about authenticity. And I'm here to be as honest and truthful as I can with you guys, to share with you my personal life experiences and inspire you to be a better version of yourself and get out of your own way and to live your best life, you know. So if this podcast inspired you, please go ahead and leave me a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and make sure you leave a comment in the comments section. I always love to read the comments, and share this podcast episode with your friends so we can inspire more people to live their better life, okay? I'm sending you a lot of love, and I'll catch you on the next episode. I'll see you soon. And P.S., if you are interested in learning more about how you could possibly work with us in our coaching institute, simply click the link below and apply for our life coaching certification, which is done in our institute, where I help you to start your online coaching business and to become a certified life coach. I'm sending you a lot of love. I'll see you on the next episode. Bye.